When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My colors are blush and bashful.
What?
From Steel Magnolias.
Never seen
Remember
that.
There was a thing.
Have you never seen Steel Magnolias?
I've never seen it.
This is probably where I'm going to start the podcast, going back to. You've never seen Steel Magnolias?
Never seen it. Can't even visualize it. I didn't have a sister. I've never seen the entirety of Dirty Dancing. I've never seen Beaches. I've never seen... Now I snuck in Greece. We've had our problems and we've seen the light. We got to love and think. We got to feed it right. Go Greece.
That's because... Did you do musicals in your school?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So
Greece
that's
the
given. You
actually
did,
the word.
You did schoolwork. So...
Don't take the shine off it.
You're just making me realise that you have given me and yet another thing. What we're going to do, we're going to do the re-education of Emma Doran in the ways of the fantastic
that would be good.
Dramedy.
Yeah, we didn't have a video recorder for years.
You're going real butter voucher now. So
and no, we didn't. No, and you see, my dad just had this thing. He pretended that we had no interest in TV and all we did was fucking watch TV. And then we got a video recorder and it broke. And it was just, you'd only have one TV in the house.
Steel Magnolias, would you be up for it?
Yeah, totally. I know the movie. I've seen bits of it. I just couldn't tell you the story of it.
Now, I haven't watched it, I'd say, since I was about 14.
Is it really sad?
Yes. Like, Cassie is shaking over there.
Okay, but just let me be clear. If I don't cry...
We're going to judge you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistlestop Cafe?
No.
She gasped.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, to all the guys and gals that are listening to this, this is Project Emma for And Yet Another Thing. We're going to watch the best movies. Very excited.
I don't know that one at all.
You don't know Fried at all? You haven't heard of it?
What's a Fried Green Tomatoes one?
Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. Mary Stuart Masterson. No? Okay.
No.
Right, we're going to do all this. It's going to be fun. Anything you want me to do? No, she doesn't.
But
care.
You know what? Let's be fair. The watching now, it's a lot quicker than an old book, isn't it? Anyway, my book is going to be out. No,
before the inevitable book comes out, we should talk about a few books.
I know. We'll have to do that nice and gently.
We're
going to. And look, nobody make a big thing about it. Nobody start going, oh, look at her talking about books because she's got a fucking book coming out. How predictable. We'll all stay hush on that. Okay? No, rats out. No one likes a rat. Anyway.
We've had a circle of trust. So this is
where we are. Come on, lads. Come on.
Fine. Hello and welcome to.
And another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Doran.
And this is the podcast where we
still
contribute
to. Still doesn't know, lads.
But not add value in any way to the conversation.
I mean, it's true. don't.
We're just having banal, fun conversations.
That's not what it is.
Nothing wrong with that. No. And one thing that I was looking at was on your Instagram when you came back from London.
London!
Performing in London in the Soho Theatre.
Soho Theatre, darling.
When you were in London.
Yes.
Which went really well. You had a great time.
Yeah, loved it. I'm going back. Oh! Can I tell you about Lily Allen?
Tell me about Lily Allen.
Lily Allen friend. Came to my gig.
What did she do? Did she clap? Did you hear? How did you know she was
okay,
there?
So what happened was on Tuesday I saw her and I couldn't believe my eyes and I had to do a double take. I saw Lily Allen in Tesco Express.
Not even the big Tesco.
No,
she's a Tesco Express
Tesco
girl.
Tesco Express.
What was she picking up?
I think, you see, this is what made me like her more. I think she was having a browse in Tesco Express.
Love it.
Another reason why I liked her, she had a big old feckin' coat on her. Absolutely boiling.
Was it hot in London?
It was warm. It wasn't hot, but it was warm. And she had a big old coat on her. And I said, will I go up to an hour or whatever? And I said, no, I won't. The next day, I was meeting somebody and she was outside the place. And I was like, there she fucking is again. I was like, I'm actually going to have to go up to her now. And then the person I was meeting came along and I got distracted and I forgot about it. And so, like, technically she didn't, it's not like she, like, technically she didn't go to the gig. She was like, she wasn't like, you know, being real predictable and like sitting in the audience, but she went to the gig. If you want to get kind of like, you know, splitting hairs about it, was she actually in the venue when I was doing my gig? She could have been. Was she, yeah, so she was there. That's kind of what
there was an aura of support. So
yeah, exactly. There was an aura of support. Yeah, perfect.
So
make me smile. Yeah.
Now, when Bono walked past us sitting in the window of a pub in Dingle, a couple of years ago, and my mate Lorna Jane got out of her chair like a bat out of hell when we when we had told her a few hours previously. Oh, Bono's around the village. And she goes, Bono wouldn't spit in him. Next thing he walks past the window and she barreled through the door. Bono.
Oh, did LJ, she get a pick?
You know what happened. Oh, she got her Bono pick. Lovely guy, lovely man. So Bono has been on Ireland AM.
Because he met your mate.
The you aura see,
no, you see,
of support.
Sorry, it's different when you're in another country.
Gotcha.
It's elevated to a new level.
Yeah.
So Bono wasn't, in fact, on Ireland AM, but Lily Allen did come to my gig.
But Dingle does feel like a different planet sometimes.
Well, that's true. It is. It's, yeah, it is its own thing.
Its own ecosystem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe he was on Ireland
He's
AM.
He's been on Ireland
AM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Great.
And
thanks,
you interviewed
Bono.
Him.
Yeah. He was a lovely fella. Yeah.
Oh.
We talked about his shoes a lot. I'm mad about him.
Who did you interview the other day? Can we talk about that?
Who?
Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Today. Yes. Today I interviewed Aisling B.
How was that?
One of your friends. So we went in and there was loads of chats because the person who was coming out, Sean Monsanjay from F104.
Yes.
He was just like, it's just really weird. It feels like I'm talking to you when I'm talking to her because you look alike.
Yeah.
But she is very, very, very lovely. And now I've been in her presence. I can kind of see why people send me pictures going, are you actually related?
Yeah, you're very similar energy.
I think it's the kind of Klingonish eyebrows. Romulan eyebrows. I think we both have kind of Romulan eyebrows.
I was going to say, you're both very like warm, tactile people.
Aww.
Ashley is very like you. Are you doing a bit on her now? I can't tell. Are you being yourself right now? Or are you being Ashley B? Do an impression of Ashley B.
I can't.
Go on.
I don't do your job. That's not the job that I do.
We know that.
I can't do a Kildare accent. She likes horses. Is that a good impression of Ashley?
That's an impression of a horse.
But that was Ashley on the horse. That was me on a horse, like I was Ashley. That's what's
Do you know,
there.
You even doing that, you look a bit like her, so I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
It wasn't an impersonation, but you encapsulated the essence of her there the way
the aura
it. Yeah, the aura. Oh my god, is this episode called auras aura. And other things? Okay,
yeah,
no, you are very like her though.
But you were over, you did your shows,
yeah,
went fantastically well.
Yeah, they were grand. Come on lads, let's be honest now, I'm not on Instagram now, it was grand. Yeah, glad I went,
but lovely, nice support.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that was lovely.
But it was when you came back, because I love an old airport. I hate the planning. I hate everything it takes to get to an airport. But I love being in the airport.
Yes.
And you managed to fuck it up.
I did.
What'd you do?
So I'm coming home. Coming home. Come there for about 3 hours.
That's not just Lily Allen's song.
I'm just homesick, the whole shebang.
Did you have the jet lag?
I had the jet lag, yeah, like you. I had the jet lag. What happened was I'm getting off, I'm getting ready to get off the flight. And I, oh, you know these people that stand up just as you land?
Yeah. The psychology of that I'm very interested in. Is it that they think the stewards are going to see them and be like, oh God, these people
are standing,
want to get off the plane. And if we didn't stand up, they'd be like, they're happy to stay here.
They're on the plane with their passport and their boarding pass in their hand. And you're like, you're good for like half an hour. Anyway, so when it came time for me, because I'm a totally cool person, you say, like me mate Lily, I wouldn't stand up. I'd wait. And I got up to stand up and I couldn't really get out. So I did a kind of a, like, a sloopy kind of body thing where I got out of my seat without getting out of my seat. And I just hooked my hand up into the overhead compartment and just sir, you know, all that sorry stuff, sir. And then hands came in.
It was like
a Madonna dance routine where there was just like hands coming in all directions. People were like, oh, look at that little midget person. And they started to help me with the bag. So a bag was taken down and it kind of fell into my face.
Yes.
And in my face. I hate you so much. Like, if you hadn't helped me, that actually would have worked out a lot. But if you'd actually let me the fuck out, that would have worked. Instead of not letting me out, but helping me.
You're not Lily Allen. Calm down.
But just like, just let me out to get my bag. Don't start helping me while still restricting me into my seat.
But they can't move anywhere. That's the thing.
Oh, fuck about off.
Where are anyway. They meant to go? They can't. There is nothing gracious or graceful about deplaning a flippin' plane. It's all just, is this how you have sex? It's like if you watched a video of yourself having sex going, this is disgusting. I'm never doing that again. Because watching people try to get out of those seats and get their bag is just, no one's great. Like Naomi Campbell wouldn't be able to do it.
Why gracefully. You feel like you're developing a chin. Everything. A double chin.
Everything is wrong.
Everything is wrong. And yeah, it's a fair point to say they'd know where to go to. But that's not what I want to hear. Okay?
So you could be one of the people that just waits until the very end. You know that, yeah?
I know, but I had to go and collect the kids from school.
Of course you did. Go on anyway.
I had somewhere to be. No one else there had anywhere to be, but I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got the bag and we went off. And so I'm straight out the door because I have no luggage. And I'm in the taxi rank and I get a phone call and it's an 019 number. I'm like, what's this? I was like,
oh my God, it's Lily Allen.
I was like, it's Lily Allen.
She's got that celebrity prefix. Wow.
It's Lily. Make me smile. Lily, will you stop singing on the fucking phone to me? Please, I've got to go and get the kids. Taxi. Thank God I answered it. Thank God. See, that shows what a little fucking weasel I am. I'd answer the phone. A normal person would not answer it. But a little weasel fuckface answers it. Because I'm like, oh, it could be some work. Hello? Yeah, no, I'm here. Please employ me. Don't ask somebody else. Like, it's so pathetic. Pathetic. Isn't it? I'll answer an unknown number at fucking 12 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. And Shane's like, what the fuck? Could we work? Hello? You want me to do comedy out of christening? I'll be there. How much are they paying you? I don't know, but it's a gig.
Like, it's great exposure to a new audience. I mean, the baby's 9 months. Think of all the 9-month-olds. They're going to be exposed to my comedy for the first. It's a whole new generation. Emma is there.
It's so embarrassing. And you know, I'm just going to own up to this now. Not sometimes, all the time. I would delay writing back to emails and text messages because I was like, I don't want people to know how available I am. I'm just like, no, save that. Don't write. You've just, she's just sent the email 30 seconds ago. Yeah, great. Can't wait to do it. Thanks, man. Anyway, I like a fucking sap answer the phone in the taxi rank. And I'm just, why? Because I'm up to hide out because I'm like trying to skip people in the taxi rank queue. Obviously, because I've got to be somewhere. And I pick up the phone and it's Aer Lingus. They're like, do you have your hand luggage? And they said, sorry, is this Miss Emma Doran? I was like, you know, flirt. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, do you have your hand luggage? And I was like, well, just look down. Because all I had a bag on my back and my little trolley thing.
Doc Martens.
And the doc's on.
leather trousers, yes. Green top.
Yeah. And what of it? Lily thought I looked great. Anyway, so I was like, yeah, I do. And he goes, well, I think you're after taking someone else's bag. I was like, what? And I was like, well, what do I do? And he's like, come up to the yellow monument. I was like, what the fuck is this now? I was like, I'm going to have to start filling out forms, start giving them ID and all. I was like, oh, fuck. So I went up the stairs carrying this bag. And it definitely wasn't my bag. I looked down. I was like, oh, shit, that's not mine. Because I had a ribbon on my bag.
Okay, but was it the same? Like, is it when I'm in an airport and there's 74 of the exact same Dunn's Rolly suitcase?
It was the Penny's Rolly bag.
The Penny's one. Yeah. Okay, I know what you mean.
No, but like the exact same black one. It wasn't like they looked like it's exact same.
Yeah.
I just have a little ribbon on mine.
Everyone has their little tell.
A little ribbon.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that. And I was like, oh shit, that's not mine. Because he had said on the phone, the woman will meet you up there, the woman who has your bag. I hear a woman go, Emma. It's like, I'm going to start apologising to her. She says to me, she says, oh, I can't believe I didn't see you on the flight. She follows me on Instagram. She tells me she had to open the bag up. I was kind of like, oh God, what the fuck was in my bag? Thankfully, I had a shopping bag and I put the old knick-knicks into that.
Well done.
Put the Nickies in that bag. Now, there was a bra sitting on top, but a bra is a bra. Then we were chatting and she was like, oh, why don't you go over there to get a taxi? Have you got free now? And I was like, yeah, actually did a few hashtags with them. And she was like, yeah, it's over there. And I was like, I forgot about this free now pickup point in the airport.
It goes to tell you that when people are trying to influence you on social media about what they're doing, no idea what they're talking about. They're like, what? Yep, sure, yep. So, yep.
But in fairness to them, it was so much faster. I got a taxi straight away. Got home before the boys got home.
Free now, she got your back. A little bit of...
Thanks, free now. No, but I didn't. I forgot. I had used it before, but I completely forgot. I was standing in the taxi rank with all the tourists.
What is...
Like an idiot.
What's her lovely name?
Hannah.
Hannah?
Yeah, thanks a mil, Hannah.
That's really
nice
and
lovely.
She was
so sad about it.
But you have to have the signifier. I've got this big old... It's a belt. It's a Lumo belt. That is a glow in the dark sort of high vis.
Okay, yeah.
Belt. And he's always like, the fuck is that?
But you know, you need it because this is only hand luggage for feck's sake.
And normally an awful lot of people will put in their county colours. Do you know what I mean? Mam always has this. She's got a Kerry and Limerick thing around her one, which is so cute. My mother in law got me a Rolly suitcase
for
my birthday this year. Very nice, fancy.
Oh, yeah, proper. Yeah.
I've gone up from the Dunn Stores one that I had for 11 years. And that thing saw me right.
Yeah.
It couldn't hold jack shite. Yeah. Didn't have any of the little pockets. Now I've got pockets all over the place. I've got charging stations.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a proper grown up.
Do you?
It does give this air of...
But you're very grown up and sophisticated in your
house. So sophisticated. Because I was always robbing his bag when we were going away.
Okay.
Because he's got a big Samsonite man bag.
Yes.
Proper fella.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, we were heading off to see Lizzo in Munich, right?
Oh.
Yeah. I hadn't been able to get tickets for Dublin.
So the Olympia one.
He got tickets for Munich. I was like, nice one, weekend away, fantastic. And I think you'll be surprised by this.
Uh-huh.
I went out the night before and I hadn't packed the bag.
Hang on a sec. You're telling me that you were going away and very unlike you, you had yourself... in a heap and a panic. You were hungover and rushing.
So unlike me.
That's so strange.
I know. It was such an out-of-body experience.
Like you love a hangover rush. What's that? You get an extra adrenaline kick of being hungover and rushing.
Because you don't care what you're putting in the bag.
Yeah.
And it's when you get there that you go, oh, I had something for, I actually got something for this. Know.
You open your bag and you're like, why do I have a ski suit and a pair of stilettos? Yeah. This isn't going to work.
And you're like, well, Zara's everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heading to Munich. Lash some things into a bag. Grand. Let's go. We're one of those people. Drive to the airport. Book it into the car park. The long term. We'll get back to the long term car park.
Yeah.
The 6,000 spaces that are no longer there in Dublin Airport. God bless you. Shannon. Cork. Knock. Love it all.
Yeah.
And we pull up in the car. Mm-hmm. And then he takes his bag out and I'm staring at him. Oh. And he's going, yeah? And I'm just like, oh, are you not gonna get my bag out too? And he was like, where's your bag? I was like, sorry, what now? And he went, no, seriously, where is your bag? Nothing. I packed the bag and just left it on the bed.
You didn't even leave it at the door. No. You left it on the bed for him to get.
I left it on the bed. No, I'd taken it off the bed and put it on the ground because it was wheelie. It could be wheeled out.
Yeah.
And then I went to get water or something, clearly in need of it. And then just got into the car. Now, whether this is my sense of entitlement as a woman thinking that her partner, if you're in a straight relationship, should be doing all of those heavy lifting things. Or I was just really hungover and I forgot about the bag.
You were really hungover.
So we're there anyway. And I'm like, oh, okay. So no bag. And he's like, ready to fume with me. And I'm like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's grand. Because I always have a pair of knickers, my charger, my book, my phone and a toothbrush.
In your hand luggage?
In my handbag.
Okay.
When I'm traveling. Always have.
So you always have knickers in your handbag just...
when I'm going to the airport.
Okay.
Let's be honest, it's not beyond the pale that I'm going to forget a bag. Like, I was preparing. I knew this was going to happen someday.
Do you have knickers in your handbag right now?
I don't. But also I'm not expecting my period. So, you know, you got to remember these things. Okay?
Okay.
Tampons at all times, just in case.
Okay.
But... we kind of get to the airport and I think I put it on Twitter that I forgot everything and I was just showing people going, I remembered some makeup because I also had all my toiletries in the little plastic bag.
Oh yeah. But if you have them, you're kind of like,
for easy access.
Yes.
The next thing we get to, sure, I'm having a great old time. I'm like, we're at the airport. Let's have a glass of wine because that is the important thing about the airport.
So how long were you going for?
We're going for 4 days.
Okay. A bit of a stretch. Yeah. Okay.
It's fine. It's great. Listen. Zara and H&M rule the world.
I know, but I'm just saying, you need a few clothes for 4 days.
You do need bits and pieces.
You're not going to be washing your knickers in the sink bits now and for pieces. That. Yeah.
But I didn't travel in like tracksuit bottoms. I was traveling in my jeans because I was trying to create space. So big boots on, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so you went on the flight.
Went to the airport and I'm there and I think I put up a little tweet about it. And we got to Munich and I had all these messages. And my sister just going, call me, call me, call me, call me. And then at the end it just goes... did you forget your bag when you were going to Munich? Because Ray Darcy's talking about it.
No. Ray Darcy's talking about it. What is Ray Darcy? Ray Darcy's asking people to phone in. So what do you think? Is she a big fucking idiot? Or is she just a bit mad?
Just kind of. I think
6, 7, 9, or whatever.
I think it was more, sure, couldn't this happen? What's happened to you? God. Whatever. You know,
oh my god, he was using you as the extreme example.
He was using
this big fucking agent who forgot her bag.
Yeah, yeah.
And then other people like, Ray, I forgot my toothbrush once.
Do you know what I cared about? Was that Ray Darcy knew said my name?
Are you mad for Ray?
I've loved Ray Darcy since Blackboard Jungle. I'm fine with that. Since The Den. What am I talking about? The Den.
Love Ray.
I love Ray.
I don't know why they got me to The Den.
This is going off topic.
That's Ray at his best.
It was great seeing them back together. Ray, we love you.
I don't know why they did
love that show. But yeah, Ray made the Ray Darcy show for being an idiot. But had a great weekend. Had the best weekend then. It was great fun.
Were you wearing his clothes and stuff?
No.
And he was like, oh, I actually kind of like my clothes.
I went to a shop to get a few bits and pieces. Obviously got knickers and socks straight away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big bumper pack. And then... to make him calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
I bought a Star Wars t-shirt. And he was like, oh, that's really cool. Like Princess Leia on it. And I was like, look, see? To make him happy. Because anything she would Star Wars and calm him down and make him happy. I was like, okay, I can psychologically make this work to my advantage.
So if you just like show him images of Star Wars, like,
yeah, he was like, that's cool. Down. That's cool. Maybe you should lose your bag more often and we can change. Says you're one who's got a t-shirt on this with one of the Area 51 aliens.
Hey, don't knock this t-shirt. This is cool.
That says what on it?
I don't actually know what it says on it.
Collusion.
Collusion, see?
What's that? What's the meaning behind that t-shirt?
Who no cares? Idea. I just like the colours. I'd be tempted to get a little alien tattoo. Look at your face. I can see you're smiling at me. You're fucking gone behind the eyes. Don't think I'm not onto you. You're smiling at me.
Can we film it for the podcast?
Yeah, no problem.
You're not getting a little alien tattoo.
Why
are
not?
You? Why do you want one?
You're not, are you? What? You don't know. You don't know what I'd do.
I once had one of those.
I'd like to get a little alien tattoo like that. What's wrong with that? You think I'm joking?
I don't.
We should get matching alien tattoos. Yeah, you've amazing. No tattoos.
I've got no tattoos. That's for a reason. I don't want any tattoos.
Why not? I don't know if you rocked in Ireland AM now, you had a big fucking sleeve.
I was one of those kids that had that, you know, that poster. Take me to your dealer. Can you remember that one with the alien smoking a joint? Me not knowing what a joint was, going, oh yeah, is everyone buying these? I better buy this poster. So, and my dad being like, what's this? I was like, I don't know. Isn't he just having a cigarette? He was just like, oh, for God's sake, she's so stupid.
That's exactly the same what happened to me, my mom. I was watching The Facts of Life.
The Facts of Life. You gotta get it right.
Yeah, I was watching that, right? And she came in. She came into the sitting room to see what I was watching. And she was like, she's all up in a fucking heap. She's like, what are they doing? She's like, what are they doing? I was like, just smoking. They're smoking. She's like, turn that off. Switch over. And I'm like, fucking hell. And in my head, I'm like, hell, fucking Smokey Josephine there. What's she getting all up in a heap? Like, she's going back to the kitchen now to spark up. I was like, fuck's sake. I didn't realise until years later.
It was the episode, the teachable moment in American
TV. Fucking bong. I was like, oh, I didn't know. I was like, oh, they mustn't just like cigarettes. They must just smoking this big pipe thing, whatever. I was like, same, same. But you see, if she hadn't made such a big deal about it, if she had reacted like your dad, I made it my business then.
To find out
what that was.
Yeah. That's why.
And did I smoke? Wait, well, hash? Yes, of course I did. Because I was like, well, now that I know what it is, I'm going to have to try it. It's completely her fault.
You got a knot.
It was her fault. It wasn't me making bad choices. It was her fault. Weed's not a bad choice, in fairness.
So your mum's fault and... every other person on the plane's fault.
Yeah. For giving you the And I was the only one that had to be anywhere afterwards.
Only person.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that's like, having to go somewhere. Because an airport is just a place you hang around, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's lovely to hang around, isn't it?
I totally
get the people who have the full meals and the pints in the airport. I totally understand it.
I am, regardless of the time. This will again come as no surprise to anyone, but an airport wine is the start of my holiday. I don't care what time it is.
Yeah.
I don't care that it is costing more money than your weekly shop.
Yeah.
I love my airport wine. My one airport wine. Because it's like, okay, we're on a different time zone now. Whatever time it is. 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 12 at night. It gets you into the mood. It sets the tone that you have got to switch off from your normal everyday life.
And do you drink on the plane?
Yes.
I know, it's a stupid question.
That's a really stupid question.
So when you go on holidays, when you get to the airport, you're just fucking dosed up the whole time, right?
Just topping up.
Yeah.
Because I think
I've seen your holiday content and you are fucking so happy with life.
I'm so happy. It's just like there's no responsibilities. Anything can happen at any
voice
time.
Changes.
What do you mean?
It goes like it's more hushed tones. And that's probably because he's like in the other rooms and you're scared.
That's
room.
Because he's beside me going, okay, there's other people around the pool. Shh. Because okay. I'd have been there and, guys, we're having a really lovely day. He's like, shh, be quiet.
But you're totally a holiday. Apart from like getting your bag and organising the thing and all of that.
You are
a holiday person.
But I hate everything about planning them.
Yeah.
Like, I've written a whole article in Irish Country Magazine about how much I hate planning anything. Like, even if it's for a weekend away, because it's like work. But once you're there, like, the holiday wine gets me into a good mood.
And you're able to wind down.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And straight away.
Yeah, because I know you're going to get wound up on day five.
Yeah, that you've had enough.
No, that you have to go back.
Oh.
That you're like, oh God, I got to go back to work. So okay. I want to try to unwind as soon as possible. Thus the reason I go out the night before almost every flight. Like, it's really bad because I'm like, I'm starting my holidays. I'm going out. It's meant to be just.
And when do you go back to work after the holiday? Do you make sure that you have a couple of days to go out when you get home after
I
the
try
holiday?
To come back on a Friday or Saturday so I don't have to go to work until the Monday. Just to calm down a little bit. So that's what I think.
I can't wait to see your holiday stories this year. Yay!
Well, there's nothing sorted. Nothing booked. Sure, thought we'd be buying a house. So we're like, oh, better not book any holidays.
Yeah, don't. The bank don't like you going on holidays or doing anything.
Or having a life.
No.
Yeah. So there will be no drinking bank. It's over. That's never happening. Yeah. Again. But at the airport, I think what surprises me sometimes is when you get to airport security and people are surprised when they see the 75 other people in front of them who've had to take off their watch.
Yeah.
And their belt and their boots. And then when they go up, they're like, what, me? Me too? It's like we all, yeah. Hashtag
but
me too.
I don't know what it is. My dad always, and I have been, you know, on a flight with my dad for a long time. But my dad, on two separate occasions, was always taken aside to be searched.
Oh.
And I think I have whatever head he has because they're constantly fucking checking my bag. I was convinced that I had a bag full of cocaine the other day.
Did you?
I've never gone near this stuff. I'm like, do I have a bag of cocaine?
Yeah.
I'm like, is my bum full of narcotics? I have something.
Yeah. It's like when the guards drive behind you when you're just like, I've got a dead body, no insurance.
I'm driving off a cliff.
Yeah.
The kids are in the car, but we're all in this together now. I love you all.
Yeah. Tell them and Louise, here we go. And they're just driving behind you and they're pulling in to the Circle K. Like, they just want to go get their sandwich. And I'm just like, do I have a dead body, any tax or insurance?
Oh my God.
In my car. So that's what I always feel like airport security, that I'm like, I'm gonna be taken into an
I go through it in my head.
Yeah.
Of try to look casual and then I honestly I'm like, I've nothing.
I know.
And I'm like, look casual. And I think this our generation have spent so many years watching those border control programs that it's seeped into our brains.
I once was flying into, or were we flying out of Sydney?
Yeah.
And they were filming Border Patrol.
Amazing.
Sydney Airport. And I said,
that's real
God,
showbiz.
We saw the sign.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh yeah. And then this lovely guard was like, girls, in other words, you're of no use to us, but also you will be late for your flight because okay. They will pull everyone in that line over to get what they want.
Yes.
And it is really odd because a friend who flew in once to Melbourne and I was picking her up at the airport.
Yeah.
And she came out of the terminal and she was a bit traumatized.
Yeah.
And I was like, second mention of Lorna Jane in this podcast. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And she was just like, they took the Ballymaloo off me.
Jeez, I thought you were going to say they fucking fingered her.
No.
I thought you were going to say they rummaged in her bum. A rummage in the bummage.
She hadn't filled out the sign, the form.
Okay.
And she forgot to list whatever, the Ballymaloo, and she saw them take the... And it's like, Ballymaloo. It's not cheap. Oh, is your phone, is it?
It's telling me my kids are coming home from school, sorry. They'll be fine. Sorry.
Was that a phone call? I'm there, no, Christening.
No. It's, I took someone else's bag. No, it's just an alarm to remind me.
That we're already running over in the podcast.
No, they're coming home from school, so it's fine. But you just had six jars.
Is that how you know your children come home from school?
Yeah, okay. Look, you fucking went on holidays with no distractions and forgot your fucking bag. You can hardly judge me, Mrs. Paddy Malone.
No distractions. Crippling self-doubt. That's enough of a distraction for me. Thank you very much.
It's called a hangover. It's a hangover. You don't have self-doubt. It's a hangover.
It's crippling. That's why I drink. So,
Vicious Psycho.
They took the Ballymaloe offer. But that's all that program is. It's pulling over really lovely people from Indonesia and just not liking their food, right?
Yeah, it's just like, when you're watching it, you're like, it's some little L1 who's like 4'5" and like, oh, what's this mad bitch going to have in her bag? And it's like dry sardines or something. And you're like, yeah, would you not? Like, it just wouldn't, come on, it wouldn't work in Ireland. They just say, go on, you're grand.
She's don't making a soup, again. Lads. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
It just feels like, and yet I will watch it continually when it's on TV. I'm like,
Yeah, it's one of them. It's kind of like a four in the bed, come dine with me.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's one of them that you could start watching at 12 o'clock in the afternoon at a weekend. And you go, jeez, I'm kind of hungry. Fucking hell, it's 6 o'clock. What the fuck is going on? And you'd go around the house going, not quirks. Not quirks. And you're like, why am I speaking like this? You're like, oh my God. Do the kids do anything this weekend? Quick, bring them to the park for half an hour. Let's pretend we did something with them.
As her alarm goes off to remind her she has children.
I swear to God.
They've got their own ringtone.
Jesus Christ.
So the security is an experience because it's getting better. You know,
it's definitely getting faster.
Yeah, sure, they had to get faster. And in Shannon.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the 100 mils anymore. You can bring on anything you want.
I think they're going to start changing that, aren't they? They're getting rid of that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yes.
The thing about airports as well now, though, is there's no place to sit down or lie down if you're on like a layover or anything like that.
No. They have it made. So if you're hanging around at the airport, you're going to spend money.
Is that what it is?
That's 100% what it is. That you're going to spend. And because you can't sit down, you're going to at least go into a coffee shop. I did see some boy band chap in, was it JD Sports or Sports Direct in the airport? But it was one of like the ship bands. It was one of the ones that came after Five, but very handsome guy.
Another level.
No.
Like, level 41.
Newer than that. They came after Five and his name is Max.
Oh, the Wanted.
Is that who it is? Yeah, I saw him. I don't know if he bought anything, but he was floating around. But yeah, they have a design so that they want you to buy stuff. That's what it is, isn't it? And this whole fucking thing about having water and then having to throw it out and then just going over and buying more water. Like, that's all stupid.
That is really, really stupid.
I did bring my bottle with me, though.
Because you can bring your bottle and then fill it up on the other side.
Yeah, they have the little drinking fill-up things.
They have the taps now.
They're called taps. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, the little...
So your aunt fell after... What band did you say originally?
I think you're right. Five. Five.
They're in like two different decades.
Yeah, but it was Five and then the newer version of Five was The Wanted, I think. Yeah.
I'm glad you came.
He was on the phone. I judged him on that. How can you be in a retail shop with the radio going and you're on the phone to somebody?
It's called multitasking. It's called being a person.
No, but that's not pleasant.
Do you live in a sensory deprivation chamber?
I don't. It didn't sound like a good phone call experience for me. But then a lot of my phone calls are long, so it's probably my problem.
I have been on the phone to you.
I can't stop.
Numerous times.
I have
where
a
there's
problem.
50 other things going on.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. We've had to have wheeze on the phone because the conversations are so long.
That's true.
Okay. At least he wasn't taking a piss on a Fila puffer. Do you know?
Anyway, what's going on with you?
The duty-free Swiss. Is it a Swiss these days? Are you actually getting any deals?
Don't know. They were mad to sell us the smokes on the flight.
Because they've been Brexited. So it's they were never duty free in Europe before, wherever you were flying, okay, until you got to the place.
Oh, they said it three times, and they had the proper smokes. No messing around smokes. Some of these, sorry, if you're smoking Marlboro Lights, back of the queue, back of the queue. B&H, step aboard. You're a proper smoky Joe.
You're the one we have to worry about going into the toilet.
Yeah.
Because you're going to last 5 minutes without a cigarette.
Smoky Joe, have you got your Nicorette patch? Have you got your Nicorette gum? That's a serious smoker.
Yeah.
Marlboro Lights, you could be a casual smoker. You could be smoking once a year. You could be someone who just scab smokes off other people.
You're not a real smoker.
B&H, that's the real deal.
I think that's
Johnny
what...
Blue, hello. I'm worried about you. If you're over 30 and you're smoking Johnny Blue, there has to be another way.
Carol's.
Well, Carol's is proper Elwyn smoke.
I think that's what the Irish Cancer Society are putting on the labels now. What? Marlboro Lights? No, we don't care about that.
Carol's is 40 Carol's in the Herald. That's what the Carol's is, isn't it?
Or Majors would be in the same thing. Oh, you know, Major. Getting the Limerick Leader, getting the local paper.
Majors a lovely smoke, though.
I can't say I've ever... What?
Yeah, it's actually very nice smoke. I've had the odd Major over the years. I wouldn't have never bought a box of Major. Carol's, no. Rothman's, disgusting. Benson and Hedges. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you remember the long boxes for the 20-pack that were like real 1960s slick and
the
gorgeous?
The hundreds?
No, they were just... 20s came in like the long box rather than the small box that they are now.
In the Major?
In all of them. They used to have the longer boxes.
Well, I remember Silkwood had the normal box and then they had the Silkwood Hundreds, which was a longer cigarette.
Ah, yeah.
And my mum and dad always used to have duty free all the time. We weren't going anywhere, so I don't know where the fuck they were getting this. Anyway, I used to love when I'd see the duty free, especially my dad, because I used to nick a 20 box off him. And what I'd do is I'd nick it from the bottom and then I'd kind of just rearrange the boxes. Like, how sweet was that? I was like, I'm sorted for the week. Like, this is when I'm in second year or something. 20 bucks of E&H. Fucking money bags up in the school. Do you want an end? I'll leave you an end. I'll leave you an end. No bother.
And your mother not letting you watch The Facts of Life.
I know, yeah. What the fuck? Facts of Life. I'm robbing smokes off you left, right and centre. How's about that?
What did you call them? Knobbers?
People from outside Dublin, Grant, I get it. But when you start saying stuff like this, I immediately
this
check
is
out.
Why the rest of us hate you.
I know.
That literally why we hate you.
Knobbers.
There's one lexicon and it's only yours. We're like, no, many different words in all of Ireland. It's like you're colonial, like the Brits, to be honest, sometimes.
I know.
To be like, it's the way you look down on us. It's very British.
And most of us. I have at least one parent who's not from Dublin. Yeah. That's the reality of it. Like my mom's from Mullingar. Like, anyway.
So, through the placenta, you should know what a knobber is.
No, I do know what a knobber is. I'm just being a little bit.
You just
bitch.
Have to be.
We used to call them ends, drags, scabby last drags.
So, basically, you
an
call
end
them
is
edge.
A decent.
So, like a Dublin, a dub is basically watching catchphrase, say what you see.
Yeah,
that you couldn't come up with a different word or like the end. So we'll call it ends.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
but you'd have, yeah, you'd have a generous end. So when, yeah, will you leave me an end? Will you leave me a drag? Will you leave me a scabby last drag? So if you said to someone, will you leave me an end? Well, and it's like, I'm not leaving you an end. I'll leave you a scabby last drag. You're like, fuck's sake. I'll give you a pull. I'll give you a hand pull. That was another one. A
hand pull.
When you would actually hold the smoke to the person's mouth because you didn't trust them. You trust them to put their mouth on the bottom of your cigarette, but you wouldn't trust them to hold your cigarette? What the fuck was that all about?
Your scabby last end.
Scabby last drags.
Scabby last drags. That was a duck arse to us.
Yeah, duck arse. Well, you
so
could
you have duck arse.
We have duck arse, but duck arse was like when someone had your smoke. Imagine. You
oh,
give somebody,
sorry. And
you
they
give
duck arse.
A hand, yeah, you give somebody a hand pull, okay, because they've got a bad reputation. And then you get it back and they're after duck arse in the bottom of the smoke.
They basically shift your fingers. They shift, yeah, the, they shift yeah. the butt. Isn't that it? Is that what it is? Okay,
yeah.
So it's not duck arse.
They get it all wet.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
There was, I remember a friend of mine, she used duck arse on purpose.
Oh, so no one want it.
Because, no, I think it was because she'd started watching Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
We were, what, teenagers or whenever that started. And And it's how Carrie smoked them. And then she read an interview with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay.
Who wasn't, who said, oh yeah, I do it so I won't get wrinkles. My 15-year-old friend going, yeah, I'm doing it so I don't get wrinkles. Like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh,
I'm
my
going,
God.
So you're smoking cancer sticks that are going to give you nothing but wrinkles and ruin your skin.
Yeah, but there's a technique.
So you didn't read that part of the interview. Of the interview. You read the bit going, it'll prevent wrinkles in the long run.
But good on for her, the observation skills that she saw, that's how she smoked. Yeah, she really did, which is a very unenjoyable way to have a smoke.
Because we'd always think about that when we think about Irene from Home and Away. Because I always thought if they put Irene's lips on packs of cigarettes when you're younger, you'd be like, and I love Irene Roberts.
Yeah.
With the, she's a 60 a day guy.
They have a character like that in every soap. They had Doc Cotton.
Yeah.
In EastEnders, they had Mags in Fair City.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Mags was on 60 a day, if like minimum. They always have one character who's mad for the fact.
Has to be on them. Yeah. But Bette Lynch in Coronation Street.
Oh!
She had a Rhodria Hepburn.
Yeah.
Plastic thing.
I do love it. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have a smoke now, being Jesus Christ, but I do miss them.
Whether the duty free is a Swiss or not, we always have to buy presents at the airport because we've forgotten something.
We do, yeah.
Do you always judge people who do that? Or, and I know you haven't worked in an office in a long time, but I'm one of those people who goes up, I buy all the Milka and I bring them into work.
Oh, lick arse. It's just real lick arse behaviour.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, but I just find it very manipulative.
It's not Lickar's behaviour. It's what's expected. It's the communion bloody card. If you don't come back with some chocolates and you work in an office setting.
Try hard Lickar'sy behaviour to me. If you came back to my office.
No, I think you're stingy fucker if you don't bring anything home from holiday.
You came back to
spend the tenner. God. Hello? Yeah, christening? Yep, yeah, I'll do it. Yep, yep. Yep, 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 yep.
I know, I'm a desperado in other ways. If I worked in an office and you came into the office and you got the milk from the holidays, I would turn to whoever my other little co-worker bitch was, who was bitching down the back of vaping all day in the toilets. I'd say to them, oh, she really fucking tries her, doesn't she? She really wants everyone to like her. Come on, we go get some of it. And I get some of it. I'd love her.
You're the reason that people are filled with crippling insecurity in life. That's it. You literally can't do anything nice because you have a judgment everything. It's like, I'm just trying to bring you.
You're a lick ass try hard bringing in the sweets. And everyone in Ireland thinks that about you when you bring them in.
I have spent 5 days having wine before midday. I'm having the best time of my life. I can bring you a few chocolates. It's grand.
I honestly think a lot of people will back me up on that.
Oh, do you know what? From this episode,
I hope they do.
Depending on what I edit out or not, there are so many parts between the Dublin superiority complex to the rest of the country. The buying the sweets for the office, which I didn't even know we were going to be talking about.
Slicker.
Okay, so we're creating a video about this definitely. We want to know, buying the sweets for the office.
Yeah.
Tight arse. Or
lick arse try hards. Lick arse try hards. Oh, please like me. I got you some milk and Haribos on my holiday.
Or,
you know when your manager comes in with the fucking sweets from the holidays, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you say, oh, but his wife had to fucking get them as well. Oh, ignorant prick.
No.
Yes.
I literally don't know what you're talking about because I'm like, Michael's back from holidays. He's gotten us some chocolate. That's going to be a lovely 11 o'clock cup of tea.
No, you're living in a parallel universe. You haven't been down in the dregs of the office where the little disgruntled fuckers are. What they're saying, try hard, lick arse. That's what they're saying. You're up at the top. You're tall. You're up there. Your hair looks good. You've got makeup on. You look great with your legs out. You're happy. Okay? You're happy.
Yeah.
Some of us haven't got the legs out.
Mm.
We find it very hard to embrace summer.
Mm.
We don't want to be in that space.
Mm.
And when you bring in your Milkas, we think, smug little try hard bitch.
So you bring nothing home from holidays for anyone.
I've never in a job long enough.
This is why you don't get it, because you've never had to pay the, like, don't pay the ferryman. If you don't pay the ferryman and bring home your Milka pieces of chocolate, that's it, you're done for. They are in that kitchen going, that dickhead. Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to get some donuts on Friday and not give her any. That's what's going to happen. Yes, yes, yes. She doesn't know. She's never worked in an office long enough.
I bring in treats sometimes. The kids have had a party. I bring in treats. I bring in party bags.
So you bring in the stuff you want to get out of your house.
Yeah.
The dregs of everything.
Because that's not too try hardy.
You're kind of going,
if you're thinking it now.
Oh, all the good stuff is gone. I've got a few of those Aldi ones left. I'm going to bring those in, see if they care. It looks like it says Mars on it.
No, 100%.
Falufel.
100%. No, you're in a, see, and you're in a media office. That's the difference. That's all lovey, lovey, lovey.
No, it's not. You, yeah, you work the in the media.
On the surface.
Media is not lovey, lovey, lovey.
There's a lot of bullshit lovey, loveliness.
My God, I'm looking forward to this one, right? And I'm just going to lose because you kept shouting.
You know, you'd ask me tomorrow Scabby and my fucker. Opinion would be completely different. Like, that's the real thing.
Do you know I'm trying a new thing during this podcast?
I'm pre-menstrual, so you'll ask me tomorrow. Oh, no, God, if you go on holiday, you have to bring something back to the office. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Do you know, I'm trying during this episode not to be as laughy.
Why?
Because it's... Because I'm, I automatically do it. And I'm just and I've got to edit. I'm like, why am I laughing at that? But I genuinely just find you, I just find you very funny.
See, it's different when you're in a room with somebody, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the energy of the, because I look back at stand up at myself and I'm on stage sniggering at my own little jokes. I'm like, oh God. I was like, somebody fucking punch her in the face. But it's the energy in the room at the time. It's different when you watch things back.
I think the sun has done something to us today. You and I are not built for the sun.
My nose is running like mad today as well. Why is my... Is this hay fever now? Or do I have a cold? I don't know. I bought tissues. I never buy tissues.
I think it's actually... You know the way people's saliva glands when you keep mentioning something? Sometimes you're like, I got the taste of it. It's your nose about the smoke that's running. Yeah. Give me a cigarette to clog this up.
I know.
I'm getting a
sinus infection just thinking about smokes.
Picking people up from the airport.
I would love... I can't... No, I know I've given lifts to people to the airport, like my parents and stuff like that. I don't have anyone in my life who does the airport pick and drop. Yeah. And I would love to have that person. I feel like it's as valuable as having your mechanic and, you know, your electrician person or all those kind of things. Like, it's
the handyman in your area that you've got the number of.
So I would love
a good babysitter.
Lots of families have that person. Do you have no.
I grew up in an airport pickup house. My father was the airport pickup man for a number of different families.
Oh, wow.
He loved going to the airport because the man was afraid of flying. So he wouldn't get on the plane, but he liked going to the place and the...
Having a nosy.
He watched Love Actually once, the opening scene. He was isn't that lovely? Isn't that how the airport feel? I'm like, it's because you haven't gone through to the other side and you're having an argument with your friend over whether you're a lick arse or a tight arse because you won't buy Milka. He would have bought the Milka. I know he would have bought that. He loved the Toblerones coming home. I'm telling you that much. He loved the bag of Toblerones.
Dads love the Toblerones, don't they?
But I had that person. Like, he came to Dublin to pick me up from the airport. Didn't expect to. I was booked on the bus. He's come to Cork to pick me up. He was always in Shannon. It was a dream.
That's nice.
And he expected to be there. So now we have one of those families and I'm a part of that gang.
Oh, nice. So you've...
But I do that here now. I'll drop people to the airport and pick them up.
I think that's lovely, yeah.
Because there's something about airport traffic when you're going to pick someone up. It's not as stressful.
It's not.
I think it's lovely, but the thing was, there's no set down and pick up anymore. Dad used to be able to just pull up and stay there and the guards would leave him alone.
I just go and park now because it's too stressy to do the pick up. Like,
you got to do the €9 for the 37 seconds.
You have to. Yeah, it just... No, you have to. I think I enjoy the trip home from, like, the airport because it's a nice little debriefy time.
It is.
But it's kind of a... I don't know. It's just nice. There's something very, I won't say intimate about it, but there's... It does feel cozy though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Getting the lift home with somebody you know and love, like.
Because even if you're away for one night or you're away for 6 years, seeing that face when you come through the gates of someone you know, it's just warm and fuzzy feelings.
It's lovely.
It's effusive. It's holiday time.
Yeah.
I really, really like it.
I'm not a warm and fuzzy person, but honest, like, this is how sad I am, right? When I come through the gates, honest to God, even if I've been like in Spain with my lovely partner and my kids, I'm still looking around just in case someone's holding up my name. Like, how sad is that?
Has anyone ever held up your name?
No. My parents live down the road from me. My brothers were all within like a 5 mile radius of each other. My brother lived in America for like a year. I'm dying to do the run across the airport. I'm dying to do it and wrap my arms around someone. I want to see an old person cry when they see me out of tears of happiness.
And would you not think about being that person rather than expecting it to happen to you?
No, I don't.
Again, and she thinks she's winning on the chocolate. Again. The entitlement.
What's wrong with someone holding up my name and me running towards them and us having an embrace and being an emotional thing and being on the 6-1? Like, what the fuck's the big deal about that? Oh my God, should we stage one for Christmas? Wouldn't that be so much fun?
So I'll buy a flight somewhere and try to come through arrivals and you'll be there waiting for me and you'll run up.
What? You wait for me. I want to run over to you.
And then when you do the
I don't want to do the try hard liquors thing. I want to be the one running to the person.
If you promise to do the run where you then jump up and you wrap your legs around. Tall one.
Yeah, I love it. So you will be on the 6-1. Yay!
You will do the reverse Natalie and David from Love Actually. You'll come through and wrap your legs around me.
Yeah.
I'm in. And it's a plan.
You'll get pissed. That'll be okay. And I'll get pissed as well. You won't have a car. You'll have got a taxi.
I was just about to say.
It was both streaming. Phil
have to come out to bring us up. Because Shane isn't going to do it.
Perfect. Let's do that. I want you at the airport completely rat arse. Like rat arse.
Now it's clear that no one involved in the news department and RTE is either listening to this or knows anyone who listens to this.
We'll figure out something.
No, but I'm saying, but don't dob. We're going to set this up.
Don't
be a dobber.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll get pissed as well. Okay.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to that.
We're going to get some of these videos up to see how you vote.
I'd be really interested. By the time I see these videos, I'm like, what the fuck was I on that day? You know, that's what's going to happen.
Sometimes I get a phone call from me. She's like, I don't even remember.
I don't know. It's out of body experience.
It's like being in a room with only estrogen. This is the only time you ever do it. Yeah. You're like, let's go mad.
I know. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Good Lord.
That's it from us. I have no idea what just happened to this podcast, by the way.
I loved it.
But it has been a pleasure being here with you. My name is Myrna Connell.
I'm Emma Dorn.
And this was...
And another thing, and don't forget, we are doing Cork Podcast Festival 27th of August in the afternoon. Please come.
They've already gone, but let's just be honest. We're your, 14th favourite broadcaster/comedian female-led podcast?
Yeah.
Like, we're up there. One of them just did the marquee recently, so I love that we're trying to hit the same market at the same time.
Look, guys, we love you very much. And we are going to get to the bottom of how did Mirren fuck up doing a podcast with Joanne McNally? I mean, Jesus Christ, if I'd gotten that opportunity, fucking hell. But anyway, look, more about that another day. So I've been Emma Dorn.
I've been Duck Arse Lick Arse, apparently. We'll talk to you next week. Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yes.
You want to watch it ahead of the podcast? We are going to watch Steel Magnolias. We'll stop talking over each other as well. Bye.
Sorry. Bye. Love you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget?
Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.